The kind of question I think we haven't had enough discussion about in public conversation recently is the use of the law to abridge civil rights.
Jean Theo Harris teaches political science at Brooklyn College. Fahad Hashmi was her student in 2002 when he wrote a research paper on the abridgment of civil liberties faced by Muslims in the wake of 9/11. In 2006, he was arrested for material support of terrorism and has been held in solitary confinement ever since. Because Hashmi is a Pakistani-American, Jean Theo Harris makes a parallel between the current treatment of Muslim Americans and the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II.
I would urge you to go back and read the Supreme Court's decision in Korematsu. To cast this case in terms of outlines of racial prejudice without reference to the real military dangers which were presented merely confuses the issue. Hashmi was not excluded because of hostility to him or his race or his religion. He was excluded because we are at war with Al-Qaeda. And obviously I have substituted Korematsu and the Japanese Empire for Hashmi and Al-Qaeda.
Fahad Hashmi was studying for a master's degree in London when Junaid Babar stayed with him for 2 weeks. Mr. Babar, who is now a cooperating witness and lives free in Pakistan, had a poncho and socks in his suitcase, which he now says were destined for Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. The fact that Fahad Hashmi did not know anything about these activities has been deemed irrelevant by the courts, says his brother Faisal, and he believes the real reason for Fahad's internment is to silence his political speech.
He was taught in his years growing up in Flushing and going to Brooklyn College, well, you know, you have freedom of speech and you have all these values. He would go to Times Square and put up a booth and talk about Islam and talk about U.S. foreign policy. He was quoted in Time magazine in 2002 about a speech he gave at Brooklyn College where he condemned U.S. foreign policy. The war in Iraq was about to start. So this is about telling the Muslim peoples of America that if you express your feeling of oppression and injustice, this is what's going to happen to you.
And Mr. Hashmi's detention is tantamount to legalized torture.
In his own cell, he's not allowed to move in certain ways, or else he'll get censored by denied family visits. He's not allowed to talk out loud. He can't take a shower with closing the curtains. So this is the U.S. government exercising how to treat someone under the presumption of innocence.
Shayana Kadidal is an attorney for the Center for Constitutional Rights, who has sued Bush's Attorney General John Ashcroft for illegal wiretaps and worked on behalf of Guantanamo detainees. He spoke on the legal implications of Special Administrative Measures, or SAMs.
Basically, the way it works is this. The government creates a list of designated terrorist organizations. Any form of support for the organization becomes a criminal violation, punishable by 15 years in jail. Those forms of support can be not just arms or money, but providing personnel, often in the form of yourself or services, the most open-ended category there. So Hamas is on the list. If you wanted to give money to build an orphanage or a school, you end up being punishable by these extraordinarily long prison sentences.
One of those who were ensnared in the SAM rules is attorney Lynn Stewart. For more information on the case of Fahad Hashmi, log on to www.freefahad.com. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.